King County has a very high number of nuns, the people who check the no religion box. That's according to the most recent census. King County also has an exceptionally beautiful natural environment, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And I'm not kidding. The USDA doesn't just stamp meat for quality, but it also stamps the mountains. According to Todd Ferguson, the two things could be connected. Ferguson is co-author of a new study that says the more beautiful your surroundings, the less likely you are to go to church. Todd Ferguson told Ross Reynolds this idea came to him when he noticed a pattern.
You know, I was actually looking at a map of natural amenity scale put out by the USDA. And I'm a sociologist of religion. And so sort of playing in the background of my mind at all times is a map of religious adherence rates, because I study that all the time. And so I was looking at the USDA map and I thought, you know, that looks like a mirror image of the map of religious rates. And so that got me thinking, maybe there's a connection and maybe I need to test this out further.
So what is your thesis?
You know, our thesis is that the environment can be a spiritual resource. And because it's a spiritual resource, places with more quote unquote beautiful areas where people can go out into nature, they have an additional supplier of spirituality. And because they have an additional supplier, they're not as likely to be a member of a traditional religious organization like a church, a mosque, a temple, or a synagogue.
Now, people who live in places with great natural beauty talk about a spiritual element to it, but why do you think that might lead to them being less engaged in organized religion?
I think that some people have a desire to connect with whatever they consider the divine. And so nature allows for some people to connect with that, to something larger than themselves, whether they consider that God or the universe or just meditating with themselves. Nature gives them a site where they can do that. If you've ever been hiking in a mountain, you can feel a sense of awe and mystery and a profound connectedness. People experience that in a lot of natural environments. And so if people are connecting that way, they might not have the need to connect with the divine in a traditional organization.
So the data is suggestive. Places with great natural beauty tend to have fewer people engaged in organized religion. But is this just simply a correlation? These two things happen to be happening at the same time? Or do you think one is causing the other?
You know, that's a great question. That's the big mystery, correlation versus causation. We tried our best to rule out other explanations. So we ruled out explanations like gender ratios, because places with more women have more higher religious adherence rates than places with more men. So we ruled out that. We ruled out cities, if it's a metropolitan area. We ruled out competitors, so areas with other civic organizations. Maybe it's that people are just volunteering more and they don't have time to be a member of a traditional religious organization. We did our best to try to rule out everything. Yet, this study is what's called cross-sectional. That means that it's only a snapshot. We can't say it's causal. But it strongly implies that these two are connected.
What's been the response to this study?
You know, the response has been pretty surprising. This is a dry academic article, and it's been great for people to read it critically and ask questions. A lot of people ask, well, did you look at education? Did you look at income? And we did. At the same time, people have responded by saying that this finding really connects with their own individual experience. We're not dealing with individual experiences in our own study. This is a macro level look at the entire nation in one snapshot. Yet people have said, you know, this really resonates with me. I connect with God through nature. And they'll say some of my most profound spiritual experiences have been hiking on a mountain or on a beach when I'm meditating. So the responses have been amazing.
Well, Todd Ferguson, this is certainly very interesting to see a connection between natural amenities and lack of religious adherence. But why does it matter?
You know, I think it matters because we're always trying to look at why different regions of the nation are different, why they vary. And the West, especially the West Coast, has a stereotype of being more earth-centric, being more nature-centric, and it's always had lower rates of religious adherence, especially compared to the South. And so while we don't explain it all, we can't give one mechanism to say, well, here's why the West shows lower rates of religiosity. We are adding a piece to the puzzle as to why there's some variation across the nation. And we're saying that the environment has an impact.
Todd Ferguson is co-author with Jeffrey Tamborella of The Natural Environment as a Spiritual Resource. You can find a link to the study and to the USDA map that ranks the beauty of American counties at our website. That's KUOW.org.